I'm joined now by the women who make up Freedom Collective with Elizabeth Downey and Megan Dunlop. And you ladies are starting up what is essentially your own school. So there's been a lot of talk about education and with all of the hoopla going on with the government and people looking at different ways to teach their kids. And this is where the two of you step in. So who would like to tell me about what Freedom Collective is all about?
Well, Freedom Collective was born of this idea that our kids are so capable of leading their learning, and we would love to put their learning back in their hands. We came together to kind of do a maker's market in December where we gave them space to create basically a small business of their own. And we did some marketing for it, but the kids, for the most part, handled everything. And it was kind of our litmus test to see, hey, you know, can Chatham Kent support kind of this? It's a little out of the box, really, this thinking and letting kids lead the way. We were gloriously surprised and happy with the results.
So how does Freedom Collective and the idea behind your school differ, and how is it the same as your traditional learning environment?
So I think it's different in that we're really focusing on the individual needs of the child, the idea that we follow them and their interests and their passions, and we're really looking to ignite a real love of learning. There are some children who just don't feel like they fit into the box that the traditional school system might like them to fit into. And so we're looking to provide a space for them to really find who they are, explore their creativity, explore their passions, and really fuel that lifelong love of learning so that it's something that continues.
And so this is a K-8 school. When kids come in and they're leading essentially their own learning style, once they're done grade 8, are they ready to go into a normal public high school, or what are the options for them from that point?
The reason that we're giving kids the reins, I guess, to focus on their own learning and learn at their own paces and be inside as much as they want, be outside as much as they want, because that's a big part of our program as well, is so that when a student is ready to learn multiplication, for example, and they make that a priority, then they're going to find things. Let's say the student loves dinosaurs. So we could do and learn, infuse that multiplication goal through his love of or her love of dinosaurs to the point where it makes sense for that student. It's not just memorizing it. It actually is something that is almost ingrained in their DNA. By the time they're done an eighth grade education with us, they should be very capable, if not more capable, of reading, writing, math, science, all those beautiful goals that we have in our traditional systems, to either go into that high school setting, or they would be very capable and self-sufficient to take online courses if they wanted to do homeschooling for high school. My secret goal that I'm sharing with you now is that we're hoping that we can extend this to the end of high school as well, but we're going to focus on K-8 for now.
This all leads to, you know, there's a lot of questions that parents might have. You know, do I want to take my kid out of a traditional school and put them into an environment like this, or starting out with, you know, kids who are just getting ready to go into kindergarten? With that in mind, you are having an open house this weekend where you will be answering a lot of those questions.
Yes, because, you know, as much as we'd like to think that Freedom Collective is for everybody, it's not going to be for everybody. If you're wondering, hey, this sounds intriguing, hey, something about this just sounds like I need to know more, the open house is at Body Language, which is 138 King Street. It's kind of above Sonia Row, if you're familiar with downtown Chatham, and it's from 1 until 3 on Saturday. What I expect will happen, and kind of what Meg and I discussed, was it's going to almost a little bit be like the way we're going to teach. So we'll talk a little bit, get you guys kind of thinking about things, and then answer questions and kind of direct thought that way. Mm-hmm. Kind of give you a mini taste of how we think that the flow would go anyway.
I know this sounds really out there for some people. They can't imagine pulling their children from the traditional school system that we've all always known to bring them to this totally new, totally different plan that we have. But we really believe that this is going to be an amazing thing, and we'd love to have them come out and see if they would like to be a part of it with us.